This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Mattman.
I'm Nine.
You almost forgot your name. I see you on the camera, and it was like, oh, I'm Nine.
Yeah, well, I almost said, I'm Nine, guys, but then that released to the same joke about there's only one of me.
Yeah, and
well, I tried to rethink that. That's what I was doing.
It's like a bigger burger joint.
Yeah, Nine, guys, it's huge. It's almost twice as big as the other one.
We're almost doubled our size, exactly right. We have a quadruple patty now. We're all
hell yeah.
This is After Hours with the Rise Guys podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. And I've tried to convey that point, Nine. I know you're the same way of, while we're not fools to say, like, the Rise Guys morning show is the bread and butter. Mm-hmm. But knowing that you're listening to a podcast, whether it be this one or the aforementioned show,
yeah,
it's, you're more into it. You have to be, because it's in your ears.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we get as many people listening to this as we got listen to the other show, they'll both be the bread and butter.
God bless. Preach
so
it.
Tell your friends.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
And tell your friends.
Yeah. And tell you.
Tell your friends. It's good.
I tell you, there's something about, you know, and this is always hard to explain to people who don't. I'm not talking down to anyone, but
all
you do is sit around and talk, and it is fun, and
it's a good time.
What I've always wanted to do, sit around and talk, but also mm-hmm. radio. But doing this podcast in that building after doing the show, doing it now the way we are, your house, my house.
Yeah.
I'm actually at his house. He's at my house.
It's doing weird. Like, Matt's hanging out with my dogs.
Yeah, where's your? I need your Wi-Fi, by the way. Text it to me.
Well, I got you. So late at star 384.
No, I'm at my house, but
or it might be a late at star 984. One or the other. Try both. One of them will work. The other one won't.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. But nevertheless, I enjoy the hell out of it. But I wouldn't want to do the morning show in this.
Well, yeah.
Way.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm sitting here, and truth be told, I'm at my house and Matt's at his house. So I've been at home. I've used both of my bathrooms since I've been here. Comfortable bathroom. Nobody in the stall next to me. Nobody walking in.
Well, I'm glad you're not at my house then.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, for your sake. But I've pet both my dogs. I've eaten a bowl of cereal. I have muted wrestling on the TV I'm watching.
Oh, you're watching it on mute?
Yeah, it's on mute. It's NXT from last night. I'm watching Trick Williams, former Gamecock, who's now the champion at NXT, and he just had a little stare down with Obafemi, who's the North American champion, and he was a shot putter at Alabama.
And in Star Wars.
Yeah, he was, Obafemi. Yeah, he's a large man. He's a big dude.
Okay.
Shot putters are huge.
So I'm not going to say his name, because before, when I've said his name, I think you and Fatboy had a little snicker at my misspeaking or whatever, but
yeah.
He's not the guy in the NBA, and I'm not talking about Luka. But anyway, Hold on. I got to think of what he looks like.
Okay.
I'm just going to put you in the frame of mind of who I'm talking about. The guy that just got drafted to Raw from NXT, but don't say it. Dragunov. Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah, he's awesome, too.
I tell you. This acceptance of others is really making my mind go like everywhere. Not that I haven't accepted it. I'm talking about the world.
He's German.
Well, you know, good for him. Yeah, I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. I'm just saying, like, I am open to learning how to say the names.
Yeah, yeah, you know that's what fun. I'm saying? Yeah.
But then they go get popular and then go away. All the time I spent learning how to say Giannis Antetokounmpo. Shit. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. It's real fast, though. Antetokounmpo.
DJ Uzu.
Just say Giannis.
That's why everybody
knows he's one of those one-name people because it's hard to say his last name.
Yeah, it's not
like
Giannis.
Our buddy Rob I.
Rob I. But yeah, it's God, what's the other one I just thought of? Another one where, well, I still can't say it. The Dolphins quarterback.
Oh, Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah. He sounds like he's a member of the bloodline.
The one that's the hardest to say, and I don't know if anybody's saying it the right way, is the guy who played quarterback for Clemson, DJ Uiagalelei. Because everybody says it with the N sound in it, but there's no N in Uiagalelei.
Was that not the one we were just saying?
No.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. My bad.
Yeah, when I said Giannis and then DJ Uiagalelei.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
I still have – remember his dad corrected me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Currently known as X. That's the way I'm saying it.
I think I got a carbon monoxide leak in the house. I feel kind of lightheaded.
Oh, really? Well, the last time that happened, your house blew up.
No, it's not true.
Oh, carbon monoxide. What's happening? Did you leave your car running? What the hell does that mean?
Oh, I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh,
okay. You got it now.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, it's like Victor Wembanyama. Everybody's like, all right, screw that. He's Wimby.
Yeah, Wimby. Yeah.
He's cool with that, though. It makes it more marketable.
Yeah, it's interesting to see because I've been watching this show on the Roku channel that WWE has. John Cena produces it. So I'm like, oh, I like him. I want to watch it. But it's a reality show about the tryouts they have. And, man, everybody they have coming to try out for WWE are all, like, legit big-time athletes. I'm talking about Division I athletes. And those people are obviously the cream of the crop.
It's on Hulu?
Hey, on Roku channel.
Roku channel. Is that as – I'm asking a old man question, I guess. Is that a paid thing?
I don't think so. It's included with Roku, but I don't know if you can get it on other ones or not.
Okay.
But I have a Roku, so I have the Roku channel on there. I've been watching it on there. I forget what it's called, but it's about their tryouts during last year's WrestleMania in Los Angeles. And, man, it's like Oklahoma football players. And one of the dudes who really loves it and is going to make it somewhere, he's a cheerleader. But he's like a Kent State cheerleader, so he's a super athlete.
Oh, Kent State's known for their, like, cheerleading program?
Well, that and Dolph Ziggler went there and the shooting.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't making a shootings joke.
No, and I know.
Dolph Ziggler, I thought that was like a work.
No, he
like
really went there, I believe.
He was a male cheerleader.
No, Dolph Ziggler was a wrestler there, but his kid be a male cheerleader, so that's weird.
Why do we feel the need? See, this is like preemptive to like gender transformations or what the word is, where he is a male cheerleader. Like, why don't we just say he's a cheerleader?
Well, that's what they do. They don't call him a male cheerleader. They just call him a cheerleader.
I know, but like...
You're the only one calling him a male cheerleader.
Or shit, you just said it. You know what made me think of that? I just looked down at my shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
I got a cough, but I can mute my microphone and you won't hear me cough. Check this out.
Cough.
I just coughed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't hear nothing.
I didn't. I just saw you bounce up and down with like one cheek full of air.
I didn't know you could see my butt on this camera.
No, I said you bounced. Like,
oh, you said one cheek full of air?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just missed it. I missed your double ETN.
Yeah. man, I was reading something earlier since I've been home. I told you I used both my bathrooms since I've been here.
No, I was going to ask you about that. Is it because you needed to go back a second time and the other one's like, good God, this is awful. I'm going to go use the other one? Okay.
Sometimes when I go to the one that's like 15 feet from where I'm sitting right now,
mm-hmm.
I can't make it happen. But then sometimes if I'm like, if I know I got to go and I can't make it happen in that one, I go to the master bathroom, the big one, whatever you call it nowadays. And I have better success in there. That's what happened earlier. I went to the one I usually use and I didn't have good luck. So then a few minutes later, I went to the other one and it worked. It's a weird thing.
Okay. By that, you mean like your pipes and not the toilets.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my pipes weren't working in the one, but they worked when I went to the other one a few minutes later, man. I have issues, you know?
I had a friend that I went to some college with, and he could not have sex in his bedroom, he could not get there in his bedroom.
That's weird.
Specifically, it's like, well, have you ever like bent over the bedpost? I thought it might have something to do with the damn mattress or something.
Yeah,
just something about the room.
That's weird.
Like, might be an HVAC thing. You might have a damn apparition or whatever they call it, UMF.
That's like a psychological thing. Mine is. I'm sure it's partially psychological, but it's also because I got like nerve issues and physical stuff to kind of explain it. But his issue is entirely some weird psychological thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. I ain't talked to him in years. He's probably over it now or moved one.
Maybe he still has the same problem. But he lives in a studio apartment. And he can't have sex at all.
No, I think he's got like 6 kids now.
Wow. Okay, he got over it then.
Always on the porch. Nevertheless,
exhibitionist.
What were you reading? I'm sorry.
Okay, I was in there. And I was reading a thing on Reddit, and it was about who's the big four band. This is right in our wheelhouse. Who's the big four bands? Basically, the Mount Rushmore of new metal.
God.
And you know it's first weird because
new
it isn't new. It's new.
New.
It's different. Not new. New.
New.
Like, new metal. Not new metal. New metal.
It's like
NU dash metal for some reason.
Who's the who's the guy? Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
The athlete. Okay. Yeah. So it's like YU. So this is new.
NU. New metal. New.
New. New.
Not new. New.
New. New metal. Sometimes they even put the damn double umlauts or whatever it is over it.
Yeah. 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 That's just one umlaut. But yeah. You know, new metal.
Shout out to Hanson.
New metal became its own genre there in the late 90s. Jesus. It really exploded.
Yeah,
and I don't know about you, man, but when I hear new metal, NU-metal, new metal, the first two bands I think of are Korn and Limp Bizkit in that order.
Yeah, I was going to say, starting off in, 93.3, the planet that we're based out of, yeah. That I was right in the beginning of all that. Like that, I remember first time I ever heard, what's the damn System of a Down song? Wake up.
Sugar!
Yeah. I remember playing that on the radio and listening with the listeners or whatever. Hearing it for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, I was like right in the heart of that. But yeah, Korn, my favorite, man.
And that's where like, I don't know if anybody can really define new metal because is it just bands from a certain time? Is it bands with a certain sound? Because I don't think there's some similarities and they're both kind of metal, but what are like all the musical similarities between say Korn and Limp Bizkit and then say a System of a Down is like a really different band from Korn and Limp Bizkit.
I always thought that,
but they get lumped into the same genre and I'm not sure how to define new metal because a lot of these bands have very different sounds.
You're really enunciating today.
I'm trying.
New metal, to me, it was always any of those bands that could have like a hip hop stanza or feature or
had that from System of a Down.
No,
but they get lumped into new metal, and I think it might just be from that time period because they got a lot of mentions. System of a Down did. It was Korn and Limp Bizkit were by far the most popular choices, and then after that, it was kind of varied. You had stuff like System of a Down, Deftones was in there a lot.
Oh, man. Were you not, when we first became friends, were you not into Deftones 9?
I never liked Deftones much, man. And okay. People love them, and they're great or whatever. They're just not for me.
Uh-oh. It's like,
I hear it, and it's just to me, it just whining. Sounds just droning, whining. Just I just can't do it, man. But people love it, and it's cool. But it just ain't my thing.
Do your thing.
Yeah. Linkin Park popped up a lot, even though they came along several years later. But I guess they definitely were new metal.
Yeah.
And like Slipknot popped up a lot. No, I don't know if they really new metal.
Hell no. I don't know what you would describe them as.
Just a metal band.
I saw they just added a new clown. Did you see that?
Yeah. They got a new drummer.
Okay.
Or they've said who it is. It's somebody pretty well known. I can't remember his name right now, but somebody pretty well known. Yeah. But you wouldn't know his name, but you'd know, oh, okay, he played for them.
Yeah, I got you.
Static X popped up a lot. Static X, I think, fits new metal. Man.
I saw them at the old, still Ground Zero, over in Spartanburg. And I remember his freaking hair, and I'm like, good God, man. I bet it takes you a while to just put that together, you know?
Yeah.
Like a Shotzi Blackheart style.
Yeah. Well, then she shaved hers off.
Yeah.
Well, then she had the little pointy things. You're right. That's got to take forever.
Yeah, like pinhead looking
little,
hair.
Little nubs of hair.
Yeah. If you don't know who that is.
I got to put my hair up in knobs.
Yeah. Oh,
Brian. Going up in Brian.
You said that, Jerry Sags.
Let's see. Mudvayne pops up a good bit in there. And they're more new metal. Like, they're very similar to Slipknot in that they wear masks and play metal. But they're more new metal in my mind than Slipknot is. They're basically like shitty Slipknot.
They were assholes that time at our concert.
Yeah, and I wasn't even there. I wasn't even working in radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so my opinion that they're like lame, like lesser, like great value Slipknot has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but I appreciated them more when they split over and got with Vinnie Paul and did tell me the initials. I want to do
Was it just called Hell Yeah?
Hell Yeah, that's right.
Because they did Alcohol and Ice.
Yeah.
The most redneck song of all time, Alcohol and Ice.
I know, like, Jesse James Dupri was like, damn it, to hell, why didn't
Because it was stylized, it wasn't alcohol and ass, it was alcohol and ass.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Spencer's poster. Yeah. Girls wearing a thong sitting on beer kegs or something. Yeah.
It was like redneck far from puking.
God. Oh, man. From far from puking. That's when we, like, you know, used to, like.
It's a Jeff Foxworthy joke, but they use it as a song.
Yeah, but if you saw that person wearing that shirt, you're like, you drink and drive, and you're making a joke out of it.
Yeah.
It's like when you see somebody wearing a Dare shirt.
Yeah.
It's like, you're wearing it to be ironic, aren't you, pothead?
Yeah.
I don't wear mine no more.
Let's see. Disturbed,
you are asking for it.
Disturbed also pops up a lot on the new metal list, and I guess they count.
See, I honestly don't
disturb very much in my life. I know we play them a lot at work. And they're a big band, and I've seen them play, and I've enjoyed it, but I don't think about them very much. Nothing against them. I just don't think about them very much.
No. I mean, no.
I'm like, man, I want to put on Disturbed and listen to that right now. That never happens.
No. In fact, the only time, well, not the only time, but a lot of times, if I hear like a certain bird out in the country, it will make me think of the sickness.
Yeah.
You hear a bird go, wah! You know, something like that.
Yeah, you hear that sometimes.
And then you hear somebody like, yeah, it's choking.
An old person with COPD from smoking.
Yeah, so if I hear a wild bird and then I hear someone possibly choking or with COPD, I do think of them.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Can you feel that?
Then Drowning Pool pops up some, and they fit it. I mean, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, it's a new metal anthem.
So I'm going to say this, and if you need to blur it out or whatever, that's fine.
Man, I don't want to go to the trouble.
Well, I don't think it's bad, but like, I think it kind of lends to the fact that radio as a medium was so thoughtful, not in the new progressive alleged thoughtfulness that all media outlets use, but the one where we, as our company that owned us at the time, put a mandate out, we're not going to play this song. And this was shortly after 9/11.
Yeah, I think several big companies, big media companies did.
And I was like, man, that's really cool. But I mean, but then there's that sound effect again.
There it is.
But I also thought, I was like, well, also the lead singer died. He choked on vomit.
Yeah.
And we still played it then.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I thought at the time, I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool that we're like, yeah. But that line's been blurred so many times.
It is. Know?
It's like, hey, go away, Kid Rock. Here he comes. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yeah, I was going to say that. We used to occasionally, like, a song would get dropped because of something like that. It seems insensitive at the time. But now it's just strictly for political reasons.
Yep. All of it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that usually is from social media.
Yeah, it's weird how politics is taking over everything so much more since smartphones come along.
Everything.
The internet and smartphones is more, it just led to more and more politics, if nothing else.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's weird.
That's why I don't like Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter X.
Yeah, because that's when football became so political. And football was one of the first things in America that for no reason got all political for something but nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, that again, that
something that had no business getting political became political, and football was one of the very first ones because it's one of the most popular things we have.
That also proved to me that we're talking about Kaepernick,
just various different things.
That's the one that really
that's part of it, like, certainly.
An NFL team owner is not going to, I'm not saying the guy was the GOAT or any of that stuff, but I always said if there's value in a guy. A lot of times these team owners will throw all morals, usually things like that, out. Like, they don't care if there's money to be made. That's when no one touched.
Yeah.
They didn't want all the controversy that surrounded it.
Yeah, they didn't want the distraction of it.
And then the, you know.
For a guy who's most likely going to be come in as a backup role at a certain point.
Right. And made more running a charitable foundation than he ever did playing football.
Well, yeah. But yeah, that's just part of it.
But enough about Brett Favre.
It definitely started before that.
Did you hear what I said?
Well, yeah. But you know when football started getting political? It honestly started with football rules, man. Started with the rules of NFL football. That's when it started getting political, because it started getting into legalese and like legal arguments about what's a catch and what's possession and all this stupid nonsense.
Dude,
and that's when it started getting political, was with all that stupid stuff. Deflategate, etc.
What's one of my favorite not that I discovered it, one of my favorite observations about the NFL is that I think 80-85% of the NFL referees are lawyers.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Which is so shocking to people when they hear that. It's so true.
That's how we treat football. We treat it like it's a very serious legal thing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Rob Inario should be an indie wrestler referee.
Maybe he will be one day. But
what?
Back to the new metal list here. Evanescence came up a lot. And I think Evanescence was like when new metal jumped the shark. When the Bring Me to Life came out, because man, I know where I've made my money for 20 plus years, and I know what I'm about to say.
Street that Corners.
That song is cheesy as hell.
Yeah, you're not a gigolo. I despised that song
because it's just canned, hacky, lame.
That's one thing where I despised playing it. Especially when it was on our show.
It was so popular for so damn long.
But it was the popularity of it.
Oh, it was so popular for years. People still freak out about it, but that was a song that came out before smartphones made everybody take music everywhere they go with them to the extent they do now. And before everybody had all the high speed 4Gs and 5Gs and whatnots. So back then you'd still have songs hit radio and stay popular for like 2 years. And by God, that was one that wouldn't go away forever.
No, no. Amy Lee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the good one, not Gemstone.
Oh, wow. never referenced.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're definitely a new metal band, but they represent like when new metal had jumped the shark. They were the jumping of the shark.
Yeah. Plus, what was it? They tried Christian rock before, or they tweened it, or what was their deal? Didn't they try that, or am I thinking of Skillet? Or is that both?
Both, and POD as well.
Oh yeah, Payball and Death.
Yeah, POD didn't pop up very much in the new metal list, and I figured they might some.
Yeah,
because they definitely were new metal. But then again, I didn't see anybody mentioning Crazy Town either.
You know what I'm shocked is not on the list, because based on some of the other ones, because we don't know what the definition of new metal is.
Yeah,
but freaking Zombie.
Yeah,
I mean, I think we're basing this on the time period.
Yeah, Zombie is like White Zombie especially was its own weird thing, because it's like
I enjoyed it way more.
It's like redneck glam metal. It's like when Pantera started versus when they ended both together at the same time. It's weird.
What happened? Did he get an ego, or did they like lose some members of White Zombie and they needed to rebrand? Or
I really don't know.
Because that's when he got in that, hey, I'm going to be a monster. You know, he was in a monster. He's a horror fan, like, to the extreme. But he turned into movie Rob Zombie, and it kind of changed the whole sound.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I really don't know. But then he played with some really great people after White Zombie, too. That's when he got with, like, John 5 and some other really talented people.
Oh, from the Murder Dolls.
Yeah, John 5's awesome. But I'll tell you one band that did pop up some, and they probably started the whole new metal thing, if you really think about it, is Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, man. God.
Like, they were the forefathers of new metal. It's just that when all these other bands came along, they couldn't play like the dude in the janitor shirt.
Well, and you know what's interesting? Again, I thought about it a minute ago, looking up the definition of, but I didn't want it to skew the conversation.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of when you mentioned System of a Down earlier, like if you listen to the actual words of a lot of, at least their first couple albums, I haven't listened to the recent stuff, but it was a lot of political activism kind of talk.
Oh yeah.
As is Rage, which people still to this day don't understand.
Somehow they're just really stupid.
I guess.
Like, you gotta be dumb.
Well, music dumbed them up.
They beat you over the head with it, and like you're like, I didn't know. You dumb.
You really are not listening to the lyrics.
You just never paid attention, or you're really dumb one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they never paid attention. That's what it is. I know people don't really pay attention to stuff. Certainly not AC/DC. For 50 years? 50 years?
For 50 years, you've been singing right along with it.
Yeah.
Little did you know, and we'll leave it there.
Yeah, and nobody will ever figure it out either.
No, probably not.
No, they don't care enough to go listen to every AC/DC song and figure out what we're talking about. And there's not much about it on the internet either, which is a weird thing. You figure that would have come out at some point by now.
Well, it's the presentation's difficult, I feel.
Yeah, well, no, it's on YouTube, slowed down for clarity.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I can do a new Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery next week.
I wouldn't go near that one. Leave that. Somebody else will find it and figure it out one day. That ain't for us.
No. Did you mention Godsmack?
No, they didn't pop up very much.
Again, I think this is error.
Rock band, right?
I think this is literally just based on a time period, because where the hell is Shinedown?
Well, I don't think people consider them a metal band.
Well, what some of these other bands I think we've mentioned haven't necessarily been metal. Again, that definition.
But they're new metal. They're not metal, but they fit new metal somehow because of the rap verse in the song.
Isn't it weird? I guess
bands like Cold Chamber? We forgot about them entirely.
Oh.
Or Kitty. We forgot about Kitty.
They're getting back together, I saw.
Yeah, they have been doing shows.
Yeah. I remember when we met
people are going to go to those shows and be like, man, I thought this was better than it is.
We're going to change the name of these movie, these posters. Something rhymes with that. Yeah. The New York Times calls Shitty Kitty backwards. Mm-hmm. Did it backwards.
Yep.
You want to take the next few cuss words? I've taken my liberties with them.
Man, I had one on this, and I think I'm good for now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I can't think of who else it would be, and I can't. You know, somebody else who they started out as a new metal band, then they found more success when they got kind of softer and more alternative was Incubus. But they definitely were a new metal band with Science and whatnot. And then they got a little more softer and more alternative after that. But they should be in this too.
You know what, though? When I first saw them.
They suck.
Hey, yeah, I was going to say you hate their guts.
They're not good.
When thanks for the beer, Nan.
Yeah.
I went to see Korn in Charlotte. And Incubus opened for them. But I remember thinking, like, there's some hippie band off the sound then, because they brought these big-ass bongos out there and were, like, dancing around doing this.
But they had a DJ, too.
But they had a DJ. And it was like, are these guys new metal? New.
I think they should be in the conversation, especially because of when they were on the Family Values Tour and Science album and when they were heavier. They definitely were a new metal band.
Do you think, for those that are local to this area or listen to the morning show or whatever, I'm going to make a point here that the station we're on is 93.3 The Planet out of Greenville. But around that time, we became New Rock 93.3 The Planet.
Yeah, we
did. New Rock hits first. But I wonder if our boss man, the sneeze button worked. I saw it in slow motion.
It did. It did work.
I wonder if our boss, Mark Hendricks, ever thought of doing NU Umlaut.
I'm sure it was discussed.
Oh, man, I'm glad that never happened. Wear the gear, damn it.
Yeah. who would you put on your list of four, Matt, man? You got four. Because I'd go Korn and Limp Bizkit for certain.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'd put Linkin Park on there because they embodied so much of what nu metal was. And then Rage is like the George Washington of it. They'd hate that.
So if I think the prerequisites here are what we've laid out. It's about a 7-year period of time where you had to be on top of your game. And also you had to be a tweener band where a rap feature or song or whatever would just work. That's what Korn did. That's what Limp Bizkit did. That's what obviously Linkin Park did.
If you ask me, they're all heavily influenced by Rage, but just none of them could play guitar like Tom Morello, so they just tuned them to sound like vomit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who you got? Who you got?
I mean, that's my three. The fourth one I'm stuck with. I have a hard time just calling Rage new metal. But again, I don't know. Do you agree with those three, and then you have a fourth?
Man, I would go Korn, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, and Rage if I had to pick one.
Rage,
I'm doing like a Mount Rushmore. I'd put Rage on there as the George Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, and definitely the gift shop would be Evanescence for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's a gift shop. Yeah. It's kind of tricky, Pat, because System of a Down you can put on there just in terms of being a successful big band, but I don't consider them a new metal band except they were around then.
Folks, he just said, ow, and that means ow. I don't.
I don't consider them.
Ow! Hit me!
Where's Power Man 5000?
Yeah, oh, man, that's Zombie's brother, right?
Yeah, Spider.
That's another concert dilemma where he was playing one of our old concerts. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the one at Clemson or Anderson, and it was raining, and he wouldn't go on.
Yeah.
And some other band there that was like more like...
Seether.
Yeah, yeah.
Seether.
Oh, you got me back there. I said, yeah. Explain to them what I just said.
That was excited for yeah.
That's right. Excited for yeah.
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 Y'all feel free to get in touch with us and tell us who your new metal top four would be.
Yeah.
Your Mount Rushmore.
Let me hit you with this last, and go ahead and how can they contact you?
No, they can hit me up on X at Nueve.
I'm on social media at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
E-W.
If I know how we feel about concerts and the crowds and blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. I said this the other day on the other show. I would like to go see Limp Bizkit in concert. Mm-hmm. They have fun songs that I'm at that time or, you know, go catch a buzz and sing along. Screw it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be nice. If I could touch your body, I would sing along with it, man.
I just think about who would be there with me, and it makes me not want to go.
Well, shit, I'm not asking you to go.
I wasn't talking about you. I was just thinking about like who would be if I went.
Oh, I know what
like,
you're alluding to.
The crowd around me would make me not want to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's you're talking about most places.
You're talking about getting them for free, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about free and then the people that we might know that are sitting near us.
Oh, no, I was just talking about if I went to that show at all, just the crowd would make me not want to be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People trying to dress the time.
Yeah.
JNCOs again.
Yeah, they'd be wearing JNCOs, but now they got old and fat and they fit like skinny jeans.
Good Lord. Walking around here acting like you some kind of Lainey Wilson working at Hot Topic.
Yeah, but that'll be the thing, man. Like, you know, we've been watching the Rolling Stones play as old men since we were little kids, right? So Korn and Limp Bizkit ain't going anywhere, I don't think. They got money to make.
No. I enjoyed the theatrics of what I've seen at, like, Limp Bizkit concerts. They don't just go up there and play. They wear costumes and do all kind of crazy things.
But
I like a show.
Like, how old is Jonathan Davis now? I don't remember from last year's celebrity birthdays.
Let me look. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna guess 56.
Oh, I think he's younger than that.
All right, this is live, folks. I mean, live, we're doing it now. You'll hear it later.
Let's see, he is 53.
Okay,
he's born in January, so we did him this year.
Yeah, you know, if
but how long can you keep doing that? How long can you keep like?
You talk about that thing where you bend over, like you're bent halfway over and you stomp your feet as you walk around the stage.
No, just like can you be like Mick Jagger's age still singing All Day I Dream About Sex? Like, can you do that? But I guess Rod Stewart still does. If you think I'm sexy.
Yeah. Young Turks.
And Tom Jones is like 90 and he's still getting old lady panties thrown at him. So I guess you can.
Oh my God.
It just seems weird to me to be like in your 70s playing metal, but I saw Old Sabbath play in 99.
Yeah. I mean, it's the audience ages with you. So they kind of appreciate the fact you're still out there doing it, I think.
And I say that, but then I'm like, well, Ozzy's got a new hit song out called Crack Cocaine. So I guess it's fine.
Yeah, like, is this one he wrote back in, like, 92 and finally just brushed it off getting around to recording it?
No, he's at that stage now where he's like Willie Nelson with new stuff where it's like somebody just has something. And here, man, here's a microphone. Do this for a minute. And then he's on it.
Oh, yeah. God bless. Like, in 2054, the new Ozzy Osbourne number one song, Fentanyl.
Yeah.
He's behind.
Yeah, he is behind the times.
Yeah.
He just now got the crack. He don't know about this new stuff yet. He has no idea about the opioid epidemic.
Yeah, my God. I enjoy some new metal.
Yeah. Some of the bands that I saw on the comments were good bands, but it's a weird thing because it became a whole genre. But it's pretty much just Korn and Limp Bizkit and whoever you associate with those bands in your mind.
Yeah, and also, don't you think that rock and roll has got to be the most splintered genre of music there is?
Yeah, because it's
because of even metal, even that
different subgenres of metal hate each other for no reason.
Oh my God, you've got
the gatekeeping they call it is ridiculous, man.
Death metal, black death metal,
yeah,
many others.
Yeah, there's a lot of Thrash.
No,
yeah, I mean thrash metal. Let me look at metal genres. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
And then it breaks off to like European death metal. Like it goes like, oh man,
Norwegian black metal is different from other black metal.
Right. It's like, oh, we're part of the Brexit of black metal. I don't know.
So you ready?
Yeah. I'm gonna guess and say 11 branches.
You are way under. You have death metal, glam metal, gothic metal, alternative metal, industrial metal, metalcore, grindcore, unblack metal, neoclassical metal, black gothy, new metal, doom metal, black gothy. Doom metal, power metal, progressive metal, black metal, groove metal, thrash metal, symphonic metal, folk metal, Celtic metal, funk metal, sludge metal, anarcho punk, and they even cover stuff like stoner metal.
My God.
Christian metal is also a genre.
I saw somebody sent me a video, actually. It's one of the bands that's going to be playing around here, opening for one of the more popular Christian bands.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. Like, if you just saw them standing on stage, you're like, oh, they're going to be doing the bullfrog. But they are, but it's like all biblical stuff. And it's just odd. I still want to try out Cowboy Church.
Well, the Old Testament's pretty metal, man.
Oh.
A lot of metal stuff in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And Revelation, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's so crazy.
But that's why a bunch of metal bands had like biblical names like Exodus.
Oh, dude, I was about to say you freaking had Testament on its own.
Yeah, Testament, Exodus. They were big at the same time.
Yeah.
Back in the early days of Thrash.
But nobody like ever touches like, or maybe they do, and I'm just not aware. Obviously, you're educating me about metal, but like, is there like anti-religion metals in other countries? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The Norwegian death metal thing or black metal or whatever it was back in the '90s. There's that movie with one of the Culkins, in it, I believe Kieran, maybe, I don't know, one of the Culkins anyway, not Macaulay, one of the younger ones, but he
Darth
was in
Culkin.
It, and it was about one of the bands over there. I can't remember the details of it right now, man, but it's a good movie. It's called Lords of Something. Can't remember.
The Ring?
But anyway, they started burning down churches and stuff, and then one of the guys killed a guy. But yeah, they were so anti-religion, they were going out burning down these beautiful old church buildings.
Oh man, well that still happens to this day.
Yeah,
hiding our history, Jim.
I'm gonna watch this movie now.
Oh, okay. I guess you can't see me on the screen, can you?
No, I can't.
Okay, good. I took my pants off.
It's called Lords of Chaos. That's what it is.
Lords of Chaos. I thought that was about skateboarding.
Oh no. That's Lords of Dogtown.
Ah, hell.
Yeah. It has Rory Culkin is the Culkin in it.
Rory Culkin.
Yep. And it's about a band called Mayhem and their co-founder, Euronymous. That's what it is. It's
that
good.
Sounds
it's
like somebody who just got drafted in the NFL.
Yeah, Euronymous.
Euronymous Bramall going to the Giants.
Oh, man, this is a skinny Norwegian kid. We screwed up.
Lord God. But enough about Trevor Lawrence.
I think we end right there.
That's fine with me. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
This has been After
Hours
with the
Rise Guys.
Thank you. Like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just tuned them to sound like vomit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who you got? Who you got?
I mean, that's my three. The fourth one I'm stuck with. I have a hard time just calling Rage new metal. But again, it's I don't know. Do you agree with those three? And then you have a fourth?
Man, I would go Korn, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, and Rage if I had to pick one. I'm Mount Rushmore. I'd put Rage on there as the George Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say, and definitely the gift shop would be Evanescence, for sure.
Yeah. It's kind of tricky, because System of a Down you could put on there just in terms of being a successful big band, but I don't consider them a new metal band except they were around then.
Folks, he just said, ow, and that means
ow.
I don't.
I don't consider them.
Ow! Hit me.
Where's Power Man 5000?
Yeah. Oh man, that's Zombie's brother, right?
Yeah. Spider.
That's another concert dilemma where he was playing one of our old concerts. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the one at Clemson or Anderson, and it was raining, and he wouldn't go on.
Yeah.
And some other band there that was like more like
Seether.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seether.
Oh, you got me back there. I said, yeah. Explain to them what I just said.
That was excited for yeah.
That's right. Excited for yeah.
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 Yeah, so, y'all feel free to get in touch with us and tell us who your new metal top four would be.
Yeah.
Your Mount Rushmore.
Let me hit you with this last and go ahead and how can they contact you?
No, they can hit me up on X at Nueve.
I'm on social media at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
E-W.
If I know how we feel about concerts and the crowds and blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. I said this the other day on the other show. I would like to go see Limp Bizkit in concert. Mm-hmm. They have fun songs that I'm at that time where, you know, go catch a buzz and sing along. Screw it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be nice. If I could touch your body, I would sing along with it, man.
I just think about who would be there with me, and it makes me not want to go.
Well, shit, I'm not asking you to go,
I wasn't talking about you. I was just thinking about like who would be if I went.
Oh, I know, like, what you're alluding to.
The crowd
to.
Around me would make me not want to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's you're talking about
you're talking about getting them for free though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about free and then the people that we might know that are sitting near us.
Oh no, I was just talking about if I went to that show at all, just the crowd would make me not want to be there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. People trying to dress the time.
Yeah.
JNCOs again.
Yeah, yeah, they'd be wearing JNCOs, but now they got old and fat and they fit like skinny jeans.
Good Lord. Walking around here acting like you some kind of Lainey Wilson working at Hot Topic.
Yeah, but that'll be the thing, man. Like, you know, we've been watching the Rolling Stones play as old men since we were little kids, right? So Korn and Limp Bizkit ain't going anywhere, I don't think. They got money to make.
No. I enjoyed the theatrics of what I've seen at, like, Limp Bizkit concerts. They don't just go up there and play. They wear costumes and do all kind of crazy things.
But
I like a show.
Like, how old is Jonathan Davis now? I don't remember from last year's celebrity birthdays.
Let me look. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to guess 56.
I think he's younger than that.
All right. This is live, folks. I mean, live, we're doing it now. You'll hear it later.
Let's see. He is 53.
Okay.
He's born in January. So we did him this year.
Yeah. You know, if...
But how long can you keep doing that? How long can you keep, like, doing...
You talk about that stuff? Thing where you bend over, like, you're bent halfway over and you stomp your feet as you walk around the stage?
No, just can you be, cool. like, Mick Jagger's age still singing All Day I Do About Sex? Like, can you do that? But I guess Rod Stewart still does. If you think I'm sexy...
Yeah, Young Turks.
And Tom Jones is like 90 and he's still getting old lady panties thrown at him. So I guess you can.
Oh my God.
It just seems weird to me to be like in your 70s playing metal. But I saw Old Sabbath play in 99.
Yeah. I mean, it's the audience ages with you. So they kind of appreciate the fact you're still out there doing it, I think.
And I say that, but then I'm like, well, Ozzy's got a new hit song out called Crack Cocaine. So I guess it's fine.
Yeah, like, is this one he wrote back in like 92 and finally just brushed it off getting around to recording it?
No, he's at that stage now where he's like Willie Nelson with new stuff where it's like somebody just has something. And here, man, here's a microphone. Do this for a minute. And then he's on it.
Oh, yeah. God bless. Like in 2054, the new Ozzy Osbourne number one song, Fentanyl.
Yeah.
He's behind.
Yeah, he is behind the times.
Yeah,
he's just now got the crack. He don't know about this new stuff yet. He has no idea about the opioid epidemic.
Yeah, my God. I enjoy some new metal.
Yeah. Some of the bands that I saw on the comments were good bands, but it's a weird thing because it became a whole genre. But it's pretty much just Korn and Limp Bizkit and whoever you associate with those bands in your mind.
Yeah, and also, don't you think that rock and roll has got to be the most splintered genre of music there is?
Yeah, because it's...
Because of even metal, even that...
Different subgenres of metal hate each other for no reason.
Oh, my God. You've
the
got...
gatekeeping, they call it, is ridiculous, man.
Death metal, black death metal.
Yeah.
Many others.
Yeah,
there's a lot
thrash.
Of...
Yeah, I mean... Thrash metal. Let me look at metal genres. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
And then it breaks off to like European death metal. Like it goes like, oh man.
Norwegian black metal is different from other black metal.
Right. It's like, oh, we're part of the Brexit of black metal. I don't know.
So you ready?
Yeah. I'm gonna guess and say 11 branches.
You are way under. You have death metal, glam metal, gothic metal, alternative metal, industrial metal, metalcore, grindcore, unblack metal, neoclassical metal, black gothy, new metal, doom metal, black gothy. It's doom metal, power metal, progressive metal, black metal, groove metal, thrash metal, symphonic metal, folk metal, Celtic metal, funk metal, sludge metal, anarcho-punk, and they even cover stuff like stoner metal.
Thank God.
Christian metal is also a genre.
That's, I saw somebody sent me a video actually. It's one of the bands that's going to be playing around here, opening for one of the more popular Christian bands.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. Like, if you just saw them standing on stage, you're like, oh, they're going to be doing the, you know, the bullfrog. But they are, but it's like all biblical stuff. And
yeah,
it's just odd. I still want to try out Cowboy Church.
Well, the Old Testament's pretty metal, man.
Oh.
A lot of metal stuff in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And Revelation, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's so crazy.
But that's why a bunch of metal bands had, like, biblical names, like Exodus.
Oh, dude, I was about to say, you freaking had Testament on
its
own.
Yeah, Testament, Exodus, they were big at the same time.
Yeah.
Back in the early days of Thrash.
But nobody, like, ever touches, like, or maybe they do, and I'm just not aware. Obviously, you're educating me about metal. But, like, is there, like, anti-religion metals in other countries? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially the Norwegian death metal thing, or black metal, or whatever it was back in the '90s. There's that movie with one of the Culkins, I believe Kieran, maybe, I don't know, one of the Culkins anyway, not Macaulay, one of the younger ones. But he
Darth
was
Culkin.
In it, and it was it was about one of the bands over there. I can't remember the details of it right now, man. But it's a good movie. It's called Lords of Something. Can't remember.
The Ring?
But anyway, they started burning down churches and stuff, and then one of the guys killed a guy. But yeah, they were so anti-religion, they were going out burning down these beautiful old church buildings.
Oh, man. Well, that still happens to this day.
Yeah.
Hiding our history, Jim.
I'm going to watch this movie now.
Oh, okay. I guess you can't see me on the screen, can you?
No, I can't.
Okay, good. I took my pants off.
It's called Lords of Chaos. That's what it is.
Lords of Chaos. I thought that was about skateboarding.
Oh, no. That's Lords of Dogtown.
Ah, hell.
Yeah. It has Rory Culkin is the Culkin in it.
Rory Culkin.
Yep. And it's about a band called Mayhem and their co-founder, Euronymous. That's what it is. But it's
it
good.
Sounds
it's
like somebody
story.
Who just got drafted in the NFL.
Yeah, Euronymous.
Euronymous Bramall going to the Giants.
Oh, man, this is a skinny Norwegian kid. We screwed up.
Lord God. What enough about Trevor Lawrence?
I think we end right there.
That's fine with me. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
This has been After
Hours
with the
Rise Guys.
Thank you. Like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.